give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Irving Berlin singing Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor. It's gorgeous. You can find lots of choral versions on YouTube. It's his musical version of Emma Lazarus's 1883 sonnet, The New Colossus, which she wrote to raise money for a pedestal for the Statue of Liberty. The poem eventually put on a plaque at the base. Well, the poem's getting a new look after the Trump administration announced a rule that will make it harder for poor, tired, legal immigrants to get a green card or a path to citizenship. They can be denied if they will need any aid if they're a charge of the public. When Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, was asked today on Morning Edition about that poem, he kind of rewrote it.
Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own 2 feet and who will not become a public charge. That plaque was put on the Statue of Liberty at almost the same time as the first public charge law was passed. Very interesting timing.
Let's bring in NPR's national correspondent, Tom Gelton. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Robin.
And you wrote a book on immigration, A Nation of Nations, A Great American Immigration Story. This public charge rule, poor legal immigrants can be denied green cards if they take aid like food stamps or housing. It's being called a new rule. So what does Cuccinelli mean? Start there. What does he mean that it goes back over a century?
Yeah, it does go back over a century, Robin. I mean, he got the dates a little bit wrong, but the language first appeared in U.S. legislation in 1882. And the truth is that it's, at this point, somewhat archaic language. Being considered a public charge back then was actually, you know, somewhat of a pejorative term. And people who were considered likely to become a public charge could be denied admission to the country, but it was taken very literally. I mean, it generally meant someone who was likely to become a public charge meant that you were so dependent on the government that the government would actually have to take care of you. If you were poor, you could be thrown into a poorhouse, for example, you know, where you'd be a charge of the state. There were, remember, so-called insane asylums. There were orphanages. This was all before there were social welfare programs, food stamps, Medicaid. So to say now that if you're getting any kind of assistance from the government, that means you're a public charge. That's really a major departure from where the way the term was used originally.
It's not being in the poorhouse. You might be working but still need food stamps, for instance, and you're legal. Look, Emma Lazarus's poem was a hopeful view of immigration. Not everyone agreed with her then. I mean, just how does that resonate with now?
You know, it's true that, you know, we sort of assume that that poem, because it is so widely cited, sort of represented U.S. policy at the time and U.S. attitudes about immigrants at the time. That's actually not true. It was very controversial at that time. That poem, as you say, was written at the end of the 19th century, and it was a time when there was a lot of concerns about immigration. There was a big immigration restriction movement at that time, and this was a time when we're beginning to see some new legislation that, you know, would target countries that supposedly sent less desirable immigrants.
Right.
Emma Lazarus herself was a Sephardic Jew. Her family was Portuguese Jews. And in the late 19th century, one of the big immigration issues was whether to welcome Jews who were fleeing the pogroms in Tsarist Russia. Mm-hmm. Emma Lazarus was active in that movement. She was a volunteer for the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which now known as HIAS, which still an active group. But, you know, on the other hand, there were a lot of people who were saying back then, we're getting too many immigrants and too many immigrants from countries we don't want immigrants from.
Well, Cuccinelli talks about his Italian ancestors pulling themselves up by their bootstraps, not being public charges. But there was a time when Italians and Poles were barred. It was thought they couldn't assimilate. Imagine that. The Chinese excluded. The president has spoken in vulgar language about not wanting people from blank hole countries. Just briefly, what will this do to the workforce if legal immigrants might be barred if they need some kind of assistance?
Well, one important fact, Robin, is that right now, 1 out of 5 people in the United States are on Medicaid, for example. So if you were to consider, I mean, this would be completely a departure from the way the term was originally used, to be considered that 1 out of 5 Americans is a public charge, you know, is frankly ridiculous. And it would really gut, theoretically, the immigrant workforce, would hit the immigrant workforce very hard.
Yeah. These are, as we said, legal immigrants who could be barred from getting a green card if they need any government aid. NPR national correspondent Tom Gelton, thank you. We'll link people to your book. Thanks so much.
That's great. Thanks, Robin.